Welcome to One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. On Sundays, we do things a little differently. Instead of just one poem, today I'll read all the poems from the past week. A quiet recap, a second listen, or maybe a first chance to catch what you missed. And at the end, I'll share one new poem to carry us into the week ahead. So settle in, and let's revisit this week in verse. And then, something fresh to close. One Poem Only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Jawbone Ribcage by Emily Holman. I split. The cord of my brain as it connects to my spine snaps, thoughts gone, gone, myself apart. My spine snaps, a snare trap of my own, melancholy design, hospitalized within. From underneath, profound enchantments, spell-like words. If I even am who I say I am, beginnings. My jaw. Entrails. Tingling numbness, bleeding. Hearts beating to an eerie chanting. Tearing my. I shake a bony hand. Where is your skin? Disintegration. If I fall apart entirely. Tongue. In. A heavenly blue pours out of me. Exhaust. By formalities. By ritualistic movements. Two. Two. Autopsied. On a cold silver table, open, and spoon-fed wild herbs and potions. Expose my... Breathe in. The cold air fills my lungs, up to its ballooned capacity. Now warm. Humanity. Revealing. Thrums and thralls of an otherworldly power. Disembodied voices call to me. Worms and... Who puzzle-pieced me together before? Assembling lamb for slaughter. Forgot, rot, and no longer made of metal, jellied eyes leap from my skull. I can grow again. Blood. Morning Song of the Bees by Louisa May Alcott. Awake, awake, for the earliest gleam of golden sunlight shines on the rippling waves that brightly flow beneath the flowering vines. Awake, awake, for the low, sweet chant of the wild bird's morning hymn comes floating by on the fragrant air. Through the forest cool and dim, then spread each wing and work and sing through the long, bright sunny hours, o'er the pleasant earth we journey forth for a day among the flowers. Awake, awake, for the summer wind hath bidden the blossoms unclose, hath opened the violet's soft blue eye and wakened the sleeping rose. And lightly they wave on their slender stems, fragrant and fresh and fair, waiting for us as we singing come to gather our honeydew there. Then spread each wing and work and sing through the long, bright, sunny hours. O'er the pleasant earth we journey forth for a day among the flowers. Reckoning by Anna Goodman Herrick. You have to know you're enough, and you have to remember. Then you have to forget and tumble into the soft darkness and let it hold you sometimes. If you're lucky, it will whisper to you secrets like, this is happening. You are alive, even if just barely. And when you are on the edge of mercy, I do in that pillow embrace of that God that you have called pain, you have to let it toss you back into the earthen world and lay you on its ground until you say, I do. I want to be here. And this time, I mean it. Full and Free by Maggie Devers. Spread a blanket on the grass under the eucalyptus. Lie down and feel the relief. Sit in the swing, let your hair dance in the wind. Hear the swish of your fuchsia parachute pants as your legs pump up and down. The squirrel tries to steal your snack, moves the bag off the blanket, and freezes mid-action when she realizes she's been caught. She flees. You throw her some bites. We all deserve to feel full and free. It's Not Too Late by Travis Hupp. Looks like I'll have to do things differently. No more hating and missing intermittently. Gotta buckle down and not knuckle under. Reclaim my mind and unearth wonder. Howling dogs and circling bats. New dawn awaits and darkness won't last. Yesterday droned on destitute. My meaning got lost and my muse went mute. But there's a part of me that still knows what to do. Power through and write what's true. What's true is I've been stuck here, coming unglued. Eyes shut tight, conjuring up a better view than the sorry sight of the aimless life I've led. Letting liars and defilers get in my head. Enough of that and enough of losing. Enough blood bled and enough ego bruising. I'll limp towards love till I'm fit to outrun demons and downfalls with shackles undone. I've got friends I know would hide me from the consequences I've been inviting, but I can face into the fire and find the poems burning down in spires. I always knew I wasn't born to wallow, without evolving cocooned in squalor, without challenging the trauma traitors who corrupt you, crush you, and leave you cratered. So I say here and now I'm in this fight. I'll stop living wrong and fumble towards right. I'll make my mother in heaven feel proud. I'll show up on time to show what I'm about. It's something I learned but forgot to remember, when every turn I took was another dead ender. When every trick I knew the devil knew too, when tawdry temptation was a damn heady brew. I can't unwaste a single day, but I can pray it's not too late. I can't shoulder sad, sick shame, so I'm setting out to redeem my name. I'm here and I'll recognize what's mine. Grab what I'm given tight when stars align. I won't say fuck it, I'll say faster. Speed is my steed for skirting disaster.
No Apologies by Michelle Vivier. I refuse to apologize for all the ways I've sought out love and pleasure. I am so much more than my body and those I once let use it without ever having earned it. I refuse to allow my entire humanity to be reduced to who I've laid with, who I hoped might love me back, or how I learned to get my needs met when I was sad and lonely. Reader, this was not how I found the love I searched so hard for, but it was my way to unintended endings. Unexpected blessings, unfathomable lessons, magic I never knew I needed, a daughter, so full of strength and beauty that she has inspired me to rediscover mine, and she will never apologize for a single ounce of her pleasure, and I will ensure that she will never need to search so hard for love.
War is a Defeat by Maggie Devers. After Audre Lorde. When you realize the fake news is the whole system we're stitched up in like a Met Gala dress or a straitjacket, you pick. Who gave the bombs? Those party favors for regional stability. For a war we believe is not here. We would never be as barbaric as those others. Half a world away. Active shooter drills are a sign of a healthy society that values children, that values life, that wants every person, everywhere, to be free. The mirror shows us what we can't bear to see, so we break it and tell them to make it again and get it right for once, for Christ's sake. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.